I knew the way your body felt when everything was falling apart. Traced your freckles one by one, all the way back to your heart. The musk of Marley, sweet taste of whiskey on my tongue, one by one. Holding me steady, getting me ready, ooh na na. I'm still in love with you, you. I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you, you. I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you. Are we fine, or are we far? Far from all we thought we could be. Am I crazy? 'Cause this loneliness is killing my sanity. Oh, your musk of Marley, my chase of whiskey on the tongue, one by one. Holding me steady, getting me ready. I'm still in love with you.
So, Harrison Rimmer, welcome to the York Calling podcast. You're our second Hi. Ever guest. How does that feel?
It feels pretty good. I mean, first would be nice, but a second will do. Yeah, it's still something. It's good. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
A silver medal is better than anything, isn't it?
Better
than nothing,
better
right?
Than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, do I understand that you're in the studio at the moment? You are recording new music?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on an EP with Grant Henderson from Loom. And it's a bit of a passion project, really. This one, I'm bringing in more players than usual. The last EP I put out was C, in which I played mostly everything myself, apart from the organ. And the last couple of releases, I've been introducing Grant on drums, which has been fun. Mm-hmm. But on this one, I've got my live drummer Rob playing. I've got Ben, my other bass player, my new bass player playing. got Vinnie Whitehead playing harmonica on a few songs. We've got Marcus from the Sick Notes playing. It's a real like blend of styles and playing, you know.
Yeah, well, that sounds really exciting. So yeah, those are some of the heavyweights of the York music scene.
I'm trying my best to get as many as I can.
I'd probably describe you as one of them as well, because
you
seem to be one of the most hardworking people in the York music scene. You're constantly gigging, and around the country as well. So what have you got coming up next?
Up next, I'm playing in Leeds on Thursday, supporting Cherry Suede. Friday, I'm down in Nottingham at the Curious Tavern. And then I've got some more shows coming up throughout the year. And then in April, I'm in Germany again. So just all over the place, really. Yeah.
Have you got any great stories from the road from your previous tours?
Oh, I've got plenty. I'm trying to think of one that's probably a good one. A drinking one or a sober one?
Whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Okay. All right. So I was doing this gig in Germany. I was on tour over there. This was like 2 years ago. Played a show in Essen, and then we jumped in the car to go play another gig at this place nearby. We get there, and it's supposed to be like this like wellness, happiness project for this guy. So it's like a house show kind of deal. So we rock up, and it's an abandoned warehouse. And we're like, what the hell's this? So we played the gig anyway to about three people. I'm like, what? Why did we agree to play this gig? And next minute he says, right, so you're now going to come on this retreat to find your happiness. I'm like, okay. So we get taken off in his car to this random spot outside of Cologne, where it's like this like commune kind of thing, where like there's this campfire, and next minute I'm playing songs on a campfire. It was really cool.
All right. You weren't worried at any point that you weren't going to be allowed to go?
Oh, totally. Totally. I was just like, there's no electricity, there's no phone signal, I'm probably going to die. But it was actually one of the best experiences of my life, because I just sat around the fire just playing songs from the Pogues and some of my own songs, and trying to learn some German was really good.
I guess it goes to show that you should always embrace the experience, because it's never necessarily going to be bad. It might be a good thing.
Exactly. Probably embrace the chaos. I mean, as well as touring in Australia as well, that was just as crazy. I did a show over there where I played on a petrol station.
How does that work? Just on the forecourt?
Course, you have the main road here. Is that if you're curious about the place, it's called Barrow Creek. And all that's there is a petrol station and then a mast from World War II. And that's it for miles.
Wow.
And it's proper desert. It's great. I loved it. Big shout out to Barrow Creek. And we got in the car and we're driving along, get to this petrol station. And all that was there was the owner of the petrol station. He was there for 2 days. Owner of the petrol station, the people who worked there, and some of the guests staying overnight, and a cat.
Wow.
And it was really cool.
True back and beyond.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really good fun.
So for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure of watching you live, how would you describe the Harrison Rimmer experience?
Organized chaos. it's good old fashioned. I like to think it's just good old fashioned rock and roll. I like to get in the crowd more. I like to get interact more with people and let them play my guitar when I'm playing a song. I like just jumping around like an idiot, really, and speaking what I want to say and play what I want to play.
Brilliant.
To the annoyance of my live band, when I'm doing live gigs at the band, and all of a sudden I'm there going, right, we're going to do this song. I'm like, what are you doing? But it's all part of the fun.
Yeah, so apart from the new recording, have you got any, the next gigs, have you got any other big projects planned, or, you know, any life events or anything like that?
Life events. So saving to get married, that's a big one.
Congratulations.
Thank you kindly. That one's a big one. Currently as well, I was just trying to find myself a base for myself now. Because I've been traveling around in my car for a while. I'm literally being interviewed in my car. I'm currently at Birch Service Station. That's where I'm currently at.
Oh, I know it well.
It's a great service station. They've got a very good variety of choices to go from. I was just trying to find somewhere for myself, write more material, really. I'm trying to get into do more writing for the people as well, which has been good fun. Had to write for a K-pop band recently. That was a very bizarre experience, but I did it.
Oh wow! Okay, what sort of thing does a K-pop band want written?
they wanted something that was like ballady but high energy.
That does sound like K-pop.
So like they wanted, asked them, what do you mean ballady and high energy? So they wanted something that was like, like you take Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, for example, and then fill it full of sugar and K-pop goodness of just fast drum beats and heavy distortion. That's basically what they wanted.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It was weird. I was just sat there at my computer going, right, I have no idea where I'm going with this, but let's see what happens. And I managed to come up with something, so hopefully they'll like it. My name's not really on it. It's under a branding I'm currently working with called 26 Temples. And it's like a band that doesn't really gig, but just writes all the time.
Okay, like a pen name.
Yeah, kind of like Gorillaz was kind of thing.
That was like
a really big influence. Because it's with my co-writer, Craig Berry. And me and him co-wrote a song called I'm on Fire. Luckily, he's my sister's other half. So we go, right, do you want to write a song? And we just go, yeah. And we come up with some stuff. So it's quite cool.
So when's the new music coming out? When can we look forward to that?
There's no date just yet. It's currently, I've got some more songs to do because it's at that point where it's like an EP. I've got 4 songs done for this new record. But I've also got a load of other songs I want to do. So it might be like a miniature album, maybe. I've also still sat on an album I recorded with Vinnie Whitehead back 5 years ago. Right. So I'm debating whether to drop that or release the new stuff. And I'm thinking this one I did with Vinnie should come out at some point because it's a really... It captures an era of my life when it was recorded really well. It's very like Linkin Park style with Springsteen, drum machine goodness and heavy guitars. It's very lo-fi, I love it. But the stuff I'm doing with Grant is like, it's a bit more crisp, I guess. It's a bit more reflective of how I am now. So what would be quite nice is to combine the two in some way.
A double album.
I'd love to do that. I've got enough material to do it. But I think people would get bored and pretty sick of me pretty quick if I did a double album from the first album.
Why not? I think it's just the exact kind of audacious move that the music industry needs.
Just a big power move, like, thought it, very independent, boom. Have it, and then just disappear for 5 years.
Oh, well, you have to come back on the podcast when you've got a release date so we can talk more about it. But
I'd love to. Love to come back and talk about it because it's some of the... I think it's from having all these people playing it, I think it's some of the best work to date. Like, the lyrics are not as straightforward. They're not as direct, and I feel as though, like, performance-wise, it's just a bit different, you know? When I've been inside the studio, listening to these mixes and taking it all in, I've just been like, wow, this is everything I've done so far has been building to this, you know? For the last 5 years, it's been building to this style, I guess. I don't know what it is. I don't want to be sounding. I'm currently on a high from the recording sessions. I'm like, yeah. I love it.
Your excitement is infectious because I'm excited about it now as well.
That's good. That's what I'm glad. I'm glad. That makes me happy.
All right. Brilliant. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, Harrison. And hope to hear from you again soon.
Pleasure, mate. It's always good to talk to you. And I hope to see you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I'll see you soon. Cheers, indeed.
Bye now.
Bye.
I don't need no diamonds or any crown, 'cause I just need your love to keep me warm. And the chance I'd find you was one in millions, so hold me in your arms don't let go. 'Cause every piece of me and every piece of you makes my flesh, and every piece of me and every piece of you is my flesh. So hold me in your arms and build us up. What a chance encounter to bring us here.
standing on a mountain, waiting for our world to start. So come on, honey, let's have just one more drink. 'Cause every piece of me and every piece of you makes my flesh. My flesh. And in this moment, in this place is where we start. 'Cause every piece of me and every piece of you is my flesh. So hold me in your arms, 'cause I was lost. I was lost, oh, without you. Yeah, I was lost, oh, without you.
Welcome back to the York Calling Podcast. That was Harrison Rimmer there with Flares. He says it's named after the nightclub, but I'm not sure whether to take him seriously or not on that one. It's that time again now to run down some of the highlights on the website from the week. Our theatre correspondent Andy Millard headed down to the Pick Me Up Theatre production of The Goat or Who Is Sylvia last week and had nothing but good things to say about it. The unusual tale challenges societal prejudice through the story of a man who falls in love with a goat and his family's reactions to the news. Angie was impressed with the writing, performances and staging. You can see her full review on the website now. It was a busy week for Angie, as she also saw The Seagull at York Theatre Royal on Thursday. The classic by Anton Chekhov was delivered through a series of captivating two-handed scenes. Angie reserved particular praise for actress Livy Potter, who played Nina. Also this week, we chatted to Norwegian death metal band Asphaerium about their latest album, The Embers of Eternity, and what inspires their music. And finally, some big York announcements. On Friday the 13th of March, there'll be a chance to go ghost hunting in York Opera House, and has just been revealed that the legendary Paul Weller will be coming to the Barbican in November. Full details can be found on the website. Thank you for joining me for episode 2 of the York Calling Podcast. My thanks again to my guest Harrison Rimmer. Next week, I'll be chatting to author, singer, songwriter, and singing therapist Natasha Dauphin. I'm going to leave you this week with a new track from Nashville-based singer-songwriter Matt Lovell. The melancholic yet hopeful track tells a familiar tale of dealing with heartbreak through drinking and is beautifully written. It's called 90 Proof. I've been Graham Smith. Thanks for listening.
I've been trying to lose your number, but my fingers won't forget. 7553400. If you haven't changed, yeah, I would call you up one last time, but you would say I'd lost my mind. I got 90 proof that I ain't over you, and I'm an honest drunk tonight. I've been standing in my kitchen, 'cause I won't go my mind. I got 90 proof that I ain't over you, and I'm an honest drunk tonight. Got 90 proof, and I ain't over you, and I'm an honest drunk. I'm an honest drunk tonight.